I'm Dusty Rhodes, reporting for the Education Desk. Today, I want to introduce you to Corey Weil. He graduated last spring from Adlai Stevenson High School in the North Chicago suburb of Lincolnshire, where he took 9 advanced placement courses in hopes of earning college credit. One of those was American Government, taught by Andrew Kanin, or as you're about to hear Corey say, Mr. Kanin's AP Gov class. Corey talks fast when he's excited, but this kid actually helped create legislation that recently became law. It could benefit all students who take advanced placement classes. So here's Corey.
It all started second semester. We're in Mr. Kanin's AP Gov class, and he asked any students if they're interested in doing any research for a bill. And I had nothing important to do that particular night, so I told Mr. Kanin, yeah, I'll do some research for you.
Corey had a personal interest in this research. He was in the process of deciding whether to go to the University of Illinois, Purdue University, or Ohio State.
I was curious what the AP scores were for U of I. I thought I might as well look at the scores and look at some other schools. But then once I saw like how high all the scores had to be and everything, I was like, this is unreal. I have to dig deeper into all this and do more research for Mr. Kanin.
What he found out was that the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign would not give credit for an AP test score lower than a 4 or 5 for most subjects, despite the fact that the College Board says a score of 3 is a passing grade.
But the worst part is, now you got to hear this, the worst part is that Harper Community College and the College of Lake County are 2 very popular community colleges in the area. And the thing that like irritated me the most is that a community college had higher standards for APs than NIU, SIU, and sometimes even ISU, which I thought was ridiculous. So that's when I realized we need some kind of standard, just like Wisconsin, Ohio, Indiana, Minnesota, and California all have these standards throughout the entire state. So a community college can't have a higher standard than a public 4-year university. So that's the thing that really got me hooked, and it was like, I need to fix this for students like me who need these AP scores to get into college and to afford the increasing prices of college education.
Corey's teacher, Andrew Kanin, has taught advanced placement courses for 2 decades. Has the way that colleges accept AP or counted AP tests, has it changed over your 20-year teaching tenure?
Oh, for sure. The colleges and increasingly community colleges have been much more selective in terms of what scores they accept for credit. So when I started teaching AP classes 20 years ago, it was much more common that universities, especially our public universities, would accept AP test scores of 3 and 4, not just 5s. So increasingly, we've seen schools, and in some cases community colleges, move to only accepting 5s for credit. And it became even more frustrating when we saw our students leaving the state of Illinois, going to Wisconsin-Madison, going to Purdue, going to Ohio State, going to the University of Minnesota, where they give much more fair credit for AP exam scores of 3 or higher because of policies in those states.
State Representative Carol Sente, a Democrat who represents the Chicago suburbs in Lake County, became the chief sponsor of a bill to require public institutions to give students college credit for passing AP exams. As the legislation moved through the State House, hundreds of AP students and their teachers filed witness slips to register their support for the bill. Donald Pankook, who teaches AP Human Geography at Mateo Valley High School in DuPage County, was one of them. Human geography gets you credit in what major?
Well, it depends on the universities. If the universities tended to have geography programs, they were able to correspond it with probably a course that they have. If the university didn't have geography, they probably struggled with it and would have to offer some type of elective credit, if anything. And there were some universities that would not award credit for certain courses, too.
Even if you made a 3 or 4?
Or a 5, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I assume that other teachers in other subjects have a similar story to tell.
Yeah, and it was the same thing in English and science, music, art, all of them were kind of the same thing. It was basically at the discretion of the universities of what score and what credit that they wanted to give. And again, it created massive amounts of confusion for students because they didn't know what they needed to do.
And the bill's main opponents? Colleges and universities, especially the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. Corey Weil gets a chuckle out of that.
I also think it's ironic that I'm going to the school that hated the bill the most. I always think that's kind of funny.
That's right. He chose to attend the U of I, but thanks to his AP test scores, he's not exactly a typical freshman.
I mean, I'm starting U of I as a sophomore with all this credit, and that is extremely, extremely important for especially someone with an engineering degree who wants to finish in 4 years instead of 5 years and avoid paying an extra $32,000.
What do you think taught you more, your AP Gov class or working on this bill?
Oh, that's a good one. Well, definitely, there's two parts. It's like any other class. You can be taught stuff in a book, and you can memorize it, and you got that. But it was weird, like, learning about lobbying and then actually being a lobbyist, and it was weird about learning how bills get passed in the House and the Senate and then actually going through the process. I wouldn't say one helped me out more. I would say AP Gov class gave me the background, and working with this bill really solidified me understanding the whole government system. I went into AP Gov thinking, I could never be part of government. It's too complicated. I'll never make a dent in it, yada, yada, yada. And after working on this bill, I realized it's really not that hard to be an active member in your government. You got to know the right people. You just got to put in the work to know the information. And it just really, both these things really solidified my education in government. It made me more like cognitive of the world around me. And I'm really happy I was on this bill. And now I'm like an active member in government.
This wasn't the first time students from Stevenson High helped create a law in Illinois. In 2012, Kenine's AP Gov students pushed a bill giving kids the right to vote in primary elections if they would turn 18 in time to vote in the general election.
This whole legislative effort began the same way that our suffrage at 17 bill began 3 years ago. We are listening to students complain, and they're complaining about problems. They had insights into how other states had addressed those problems. These seemed like common sense reforms that didn't cost a lot of money. And so we started talking about, you know, could this be a bill? Who should we reach out to? And that's where the idea really began.
Then I need to ask you, what are they complaining about now? Because obviously that's going to be your next legislation.
People have asked me what's next, and I jokingly said, well, of course, Illinois pension reform is next. But no, I mean, we don't have anything next. It's just continue listening to students, continue listening to their parents. And that's really what democracy is. It allows us to complain through our complaints. We hope people, you know, suggest ways to solve problems, and you take it from there. That's the essence of civil society. It's the seeds of democracy.
The AP testing law takes effect next fall. Reporting for the Education Desk, I'm Dusty Rhodes.